James chapter 5. You rich people, listen. Cry and be very sad because of the troubles that are coming to you. Your riches have rotted, and your clothes have been eaten by moths. Your gold and silver have rusted, and that rust will be proof that you were wrong. It will eat your bodies like fire. You saved your treasure for the last days. The pay you did not give the workers who mowed your field cries out against you. And the cries of the workers have been heard by the Lord All-Powerful. Your life on earth was full of rich living and pleasing yourselves with everything you wanted. You made yourselves fat like an animal ready to be killed. You have judged guilty and then murdered innocent people who were not against you. Brothers and sisters, be patient until the Lord comes again. A farmer patiently waits for his valuable crop to grow from the earth, and for it to receive the autumn and spring rains. You too must be patient. Do not give up hope, because the Lord is coming soon. Brothers and sisters, do not complain against each other, or you will be judged guilty, and the judge is ready to come. Brothers and sisters, follow the example of the prophets who spoke for the Lord. They suffered many hard things, but they were patient. We say they are happy because they did not give up. You have heard about Job's patience, and you know the Lord's purpose for him in the end. You know the Lord is full of mercy and is kind. My brothers and sisters, above all, do not use an oath when you make a promise. Do not use the name of heaven, earth, or anything else to prove what you say. When you mean yes, say only yes. And when you mean no, say only no, so you will not be judged guilty. Anyone who is having trouble should pray. Anyone who's happy should sing praises. Anyone who is sick should call the church's elders. They should pray for and pour oil on the person in the name of the Lord. And the prayer that is said with faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will heal that person. And if the person has sinned, the sins will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so God can heal you. When a believing person prays, great things happen. Elijah was a human being just like us. He prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Then Elijah prayed again, and the rain came down from the sky, and the land produced crops again. My brothers and sisters, if one of you wanders away from the truth and someone helps that person come back, remember this. Anyone who brings a sinner back from the wrong way will save that sinner's soul from death and will cause many sins to be forgiven.